All right, everybody. This is the Angry Man on the Side podcast. Back out to episode 2. I am I Come in Peace, and this is my angry cousin on the side.
My brother got to be angry, though. I'm just saying, though, if Nintendo Wii wasn't so popular, I wouldn't be so angry.
And that is Alan Shaw.
I mean, you have to love the people that actually try to compare Nintendo Wii to PS3, man. But I ain't finna get on the Wii, man. The Wii a good system for your kids, man. It's almost like VTech. You know, everybody got a Nintendo Wii, same deal.
I'm gonna start a little differently. I want to do what we've been playing first, because I got something that's just kind of throw you a little bit, you know, it's going to be like a little curveball. I don't want to say to the end and get your true feelings about it. But what you been playing since last week? Well, I know one thing that you haven't been playing me in, because I remember you ended the show talking a little trash, and then after we cut the show off and put the marble in, if I remember correctly, I won 6 games and you ain't win none. So,
I left my controller at home, and when you put that little piece of bubble gum or whatever it was up under there that hesitated me from doing my fireballs, you know, without fireballs on the Street Fighter game, you really have nothing.
So is this an excuse podcast,
man? Hey, I'm just saying, though.
I'm just saying, you got whooped.
I ain't have my controller either.
Okay. We'll let this out. What you been playing, man? What you playing?
With my controller?
Let's see. What you been playing with
controller? My controller. I ain't been having no issues either playing these games with my controller. I beat Infamous.
About time.
Hey, man. The game was kind of hard, man. Boy, hard. The boss was easy, though. It was retarded. You just ain't know you're hitting him until you pay attention to that little gray bar at the bottom of your screen. It's like, okay, I'm hitting him, huh? You can hit him almost free. Yeah, it was crazy. But I think I'm going to keep the ending to myself. It'll make a good movie, though. Y'all should beat that game, man. It's a good game. Oh, speaking of, bro, how about I was talking to Melanie the other night, man. She on the Infamous, bro.
Really?
Yes.
What, you got a sister?
And she on the Infamous, dog.
How you on the Melanie?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Facebook will do that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, she was on the Infamous, man.
That's your old sweetheart, man.
That's my boo.
I hope you download this.
Moving right along, though. Let's see here. I ain't really been playing much of that, man. I ain't really nothing out worth playing. Not to me, anyway.
Well, you've been playing as good now, right? Because you played Evil the first time.
What? Yeah, but it's just till you want your game back, though. Yeah, I don't really care. Who wants to walk through a game being good? Every game, Zelda, I'm good. Superman games, I was good. Batman, I'm good. Who wants to do that all over again? Nah, boo. Let me be Infamous with the red logo, not the blue one. The red logo at the lower bottom.
So how long do you think this is going to last? You being good?
Until you want your game back. I'm going to play about, 30 minutes. Whenever I cut it on, I play for about 30 minutes. When I just get tired of saving people's life. And Look, okay. The mission, the good mission. They don't even want you to kill nobody, man. You have to restrain everybody. I don't want to restrain nobody. I just want to go crazy and blast the world and blow up cars and kill everybody next to them, man. That's boring. Restrain them. Ugh. That takes too much skill. I don't feel like doing all that, man. Goodness. Restrain everybody. Now, I said, I don't get to kill nobody? Come on, man. Plot to kill the president. Go handle him. Nothing like that there. Well, I don't know. I got to keep playing, though.
You don't seem like you're having much fun with it.
No. I told you. Every other game I done played, I'm a good guy. Metal Gear, you're a good guy. What else on the stage? Everything. What? Resistance, you're the good guy. Why they don't have no alien campaign? No Chimera campaign.
Oh, that's
Is it Halo, Master Chief? He the good guy. Everything, every system, you the good guy. Screw that.
Mario? Oh, Wario.
Gotta look at me like that. How dare you compare that blasphemous system to a man's system as the PlayStation or Xbox 360?
I'm just saying, every game ain't always like that.
Who the heck play Mario, man?
I said Wario.
Wario, Mario.
Okay, so you want to play, you want to talk about Mario Go-Kart?
Hey, now that's different right there, man.
Oh, now it's different.
Yeah, because we grew up on that. That's like eating oatmeal. You know, eating that oatmeal with a little bit of butter in it that your mama used to do for you. It's like that there, man. But Wario?
I never played Wario. I'm just asking the question.
Wario. I ain't never played no Wario either. That's lame.
You ain't played? Oh, that was Dr. Mario. Anyway, I've been playing Burnout, a lot of Burnout. A whole lot of Burnout. Been playing Crosshairs. I gave up on the story. I don't think it was... I thought it couldn't get worse.
Send that crap back.
I was thinking about it, and then I got a new combo, and I like it. And it made me wonder what other new combos out there.
Horrible.
But I'm still torn. I know I don't want to keep it by it, but I want to keep it, because I want to at least see all the combos. Then I'll be satisfied. I'm not concerned with that. Because if I buy it and I beat one,
you want to see all the combos, right?
Yeah.
Ain't Comcast your IFP? You better download the videos.
Man,
get rid of that
game, man.
Man, you better get rid of that. You made me not want to play that crap. I want to poot on it. Tell you the truth, but.
Like I said, I gave up on the story. Story, I don't believe it's going anywhere. It's one of those. You know how you look at it and you're like, nah. Like your son could make a better story. I feel like that. Your son would tell you a better lie. This story right here. I don't get lost in the world. I'm forced myself not to hit the square button to skip through it so I can at least read what's going on. But I still feel like I really don't know what's going on. They have, alright, I hate when games do this.
How far along in that game you are now?
I don't know. I think I'm like 3/4 of the way through.
More than half, and you still don't know what's going on.
Oh, I mean, you know better.
Burn it.
It don't make no sense.
I'd buy it just to burn it.
But I hate when games do this, where they have a silhouette of someone that's supposed to be the guy that's going to betray you, but the silhouette is somebody you can tell who it is. It ain't like, it's, oh man, I wonder who's going to betray me, or just a voice where you don't know if it's on your team or on their team or whatever. You see who it is. Only one person got a silhouette. Only one person carried two swords like that. Only one person got the same hairstyle.
That's
so it's like they're trying to hide who it is. Like, you ain't gonna know. But everybody who see the character know all real. Okay, that person gonna betray you. So you know what I've been doing? I ain't been playing with that person. I keep all his weapons off of him. Because I remember NES game back in the day where somebody betray you, and then they leave with all the stuff you bought the upgrade them with. That ain't going to happen again.
You know what? I promise that. Spoiler alert. Crimson Gem Soccer, PSP. Same thing happened. You buy these nice, expensive, everything on that game expensive. You buy these nice, expensive weapons. I'm talking about millions on top of millions. You only had like 6 million, a weapon called 4 million. They only buy one person one weapon at a time before you do a mission or something. End of the game, man. Everybody getting ghost disappearing and you don't have none of that stuff. All the people you thought you were finna fight these bosses with, gone, because they either the boss or just done fired off on you. Turned on you, and it's like, man, what in the world? I can't believe I bought this jerk that expensive hammer, and he gone. He ain't even much on my team no more. Yeah, that was gay.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I actually let that happen to me.
I should have read the frequently asked question guide on that game from the beginning, so I know who to level up and who not to.
So I think about the end of this week I'm sending it back.
Please do.
I want to beat it and get. I'm kind of curious what happens with the new game plus.
Wow.
I don't know. Just because of the new game plus.
You download a half of weapons.
I heard you don't keep your weapons or any of that stuff. So I don't care so what you keep. Well, probably by the end of this week, I'm going to get rid of it.
Please do. I'm tired.
So, I've been playing that Madden. You know, I try to get my one game in a day. I stress.
You heard about the 2010 Madden, right?
Yeah, I heard about it. Wait, heard what about it?
About the new tackle feature and fumble feature and stuff.
Oh, that stuff they got on NCAA? You can set up your game plan where you can have them be more aggressive more aggressive with the tackles where they just go for the hard hits, or less aggressive where they're not going for the hard hits, but it'll be a short tackle.
That is supposed to be like a close up of the fumbles and stuff, and like you can actually like got to try to get the fumble yourself.
Oh, instead of trying to go to it, and you want to run in a circle around the football. Yeah. that's helpful.
when you go to tackle somebody, like you tackle them straight up, you can actually like drive them back now. You can control that.
But driving them back don't matter because they get forward progress. Oh, you mean so they don't always lean forward?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you stop them and like say we run into each other head up, and I move you back before you actually down, then that's where you're going to be at on that field.
Instead of going forward a couple more feet for the first time? Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be pretty cool. I don't know. You know, like I said before, though, man, we are Madden's bees. Every Madden that come out, we going to go get it. That's just how Madden, that's just that power Madden got.
I just want them to fix the bombs. I guess some people can do it well. Maybe I'm just not practicing it enough for them. But when my 99 speed receiver get ran in by a 74 speed linebacker, this sounds just don't seem right. I don't know how to convince myself that there's something wrong with my way of thinking when I look at that. You know?
Yeah. Because whoever said numbers don't lie. When it comes to Madden.
But they supposedly changed that this year on Madden also. Where before, the height, I think 60 was average or something like that. Now 70 is average. So if your player has a 80 or whatever, and it's like, oh, you don't think they're going to win, so it's better.
Bro, it is a lot of fast dudes in the NFL this season coming out.
I gotta see it. I don't think I'll ever be able to judge Madden because you don't know how long it's gonna work. I thought that the servers were fixed, but see.
Well, you know
matter of fact, if you go on my name and look, somebody beat me 47-7. Exactly. That's how I was looking because when I got disconnected, the score was 7-7. I had the ball about to score a touchdown. So I got a loss. Somebody just thrashed me.
Oh.
My 3 games after that, though, they ain't scored more than 7 in each game. I had 42 or more. So I ain't no skin on my back. I just hate that that happened.
Well, you know, I'm just going to capitalize on the glitches before they patch them when this Madden come out. Because every game come out, they have some of the freshest glitches, and we don't get to capitalize on none of them. Why? Because we some fair guys. But enough of that. 2009 is the year of the glitch. I will be on top of them. I might even invent some myself. I don't even know. But I'm going to be on everything that got a glitch in it. I'm finding it and exploiting the heck out of it. I'm going to make them patch it. That's my goal. Yep. Told you about them people on Call of Duty, man. 10,000 win streaks, bro. Come on, man. Got on YouTube. It's 100 million videos on 100 million glitches for at least every stage, man. Talk about people walking in the air, shooting you through holes in the ceiling where you're supposed to be safe at. Man, it was too crazy, man. it was glitches. People walking all outside the map and stuff. Matter of fact, those glitches were still working. We used to walk outside the map, but it only lasted for a few hours. They passed that junk the same day we figured it out and started trying to use it. I'm like, what the heck, man? That was so crazy, man.
You're not cheaters.
Nah, hey, that's the problem. We cheat and don't get to capitalize on it. I don't know. Not every game that come on, I'm looking for the glitch.
So I've been playing
Wipeout from Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I don't believe in glitching in fighting games because I'm a fighter. Alan Sharp, look for me. August. They changed the release date to August the 13th or something long and drawn out like that. August 8th or something.
Oh, okay, well, since we already know, we can just get right to it, man.
Well, put it in then, my friend. With your broken stick.
No, I'm talking about the news I was going to say. Because I didn't want you would kind of dwell on it all throughout the show. But yeah, it's coming out. Well, it's coming out July 29th.
No.
On the 360.
Oh well. Ladies first.
So, I don't understand why.
I don't really care. Because you know what? It's not going to change nothing. We ain't going to get it on our system no sooner. So, ladies, enjoy your time. Play Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I know GameWorks still has a copy of it inside their establishment.
I got to get back into Tekken.
Screw Tekken.
I don't know though, man. Oh yeah, yeah. Somebody sent me an email saying I was hating on the Tatsunoko versus.
Oh, that was me.
No. They said because I said I ain't gonna play it. But look, what I was saying is I'm not gonna play it because I'm gonna be playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2. So I ain't gonna have no reason to put that aside and play it and sit there and compare it to Marvel vs. Capcom 2 the whole time. It's not gonna be a fair review because it's not the game that I want to be playing at this time. So, I'm not going to be playing it. Just Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is out right now, so all fighting games get pushed back to the side. Pretty much. So, well, that was a big news for me. You know, I thought you were going to be pretty angry about that. But I guess it's just
who like, cares? You know what? They done pushed the pole game back so many years.
So that ain't the first twist
back. Honestly, if it come out before Christmas, I'd be happy.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, they done pushed it back so many times, man. And the only reason I say Christmas is because I got a demo on the PlayStation. You know what I mean? So, you know, most of the time when you get a demo, the games normally come out within a decent amount of time, except for Marvel vs. Capcom 2, of course. We only had the demo for 2 months now, and we're still waiting on another month before it come out. Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, whatever.
This hurt my feeling. I'm saying, damn, man, I gotta go find something good to bring them back down because this is gonna bring the wrath of Kratos himself.
Nah, not that one.
Well, I'm upset about it because I'm waiting to play it. Can I see this stuff? I'm like, August? No.
Is it the 8th or the 13th?
The 13th. Not only August 13th. But how come Xbox gives her? And don't tell me because we got the demo. We got 6 characters on the demo.
They could at least did 10 if they want to let Xbox get first, man.
Or give us an updated demo.
Thank you.
With 6 more people.
Speaking of, bro, I got a Capcom. Like Greatest Hits Reloaded on here.
Uh-huh.
Guess what's one of the games, bro?
What's one of
them? Sun, man. That's the only reason I ain't racist.
Oh, you wanna leave Sun?
I'm gonna leave Sun on this, man. Just for you, pal. Sun. Just for you.
For those of you that do not know, if you see somebody fighting with Sun and you get thrashed, let me know what I'm saying. Make sure I say that, and you get thrashed. That's me. If you whoop him though, that wasn't me.
Don't care if his name I come in peace or not, that wasn't him.
That was my wife on my name. So I don't want to hear about it. So,
oh man. You brought up an interesting point. Because, see, my son, he like to go in there and cut different games on my stuff under different names. And I would hate for him to ruin my nice online record because he decided he want to play the Spider-Man.
Better pick out the sign in thing.
Yeah, you right.
Put on, got to put.
Wow, you don't know how many
times. You know what else got pushed back, man? Heavy Rain got pushed back. You don't know what Heavy Rain? Heavy Rain is a game by the same people who made Indigo Prophecy.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
That's a game where there's no ending. Well, all right, you start out with four characters.
Well, that is the money maker, right?
No, in other words, I don't mean no ending. I mean, you can't die, per se, because you have four characters. And when one of them dies, they just dead. And you continue the story with one of the other characters. So the story will change based on who's alive and who's dead. Plus, on the choices you make throughout the game.
Hmm.
Well, that got pushed back to next year.
What's new? What don't get pushed back?
I kind of knew that was going to get pushed back, though, just because it just seemed like too much to be coming out between now and the end of the year.
Solid four. Bro, we got our PlayStation 3s waiting for that game post. See, they talked about the game like it was coming out 6 months after the PlayStation 3 did. Here we are 4 years later. What about 4 years later? 3 years later? The game finally make its way to the stations when I get good and bored with my $600. About three. We're going to call it three. It's all a good game. Look, we still waiting on Marvel's Capcom 2, right? I mean, how hard can it be?
They
did Turbo Fan. We ain't know nothing about that. It just popped up.
Man, you know what'll make me mad, dog? If the way they release it, if they release it like they did Wipeout, where you don't download the game, you just download the unlock.
What's that? 100 kilobytes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You already got the game. So what's the point of pushing it back?
What you mean? Yeah, you know that's all it is.
I can understand. No, I don't understand, but I can act like I understand that they just want to stick to their original release date. But don't push it back.
Bro, according to Marvel, the original release date was June 29th.
To Marvel?
According to Marvel, they had a report online, everything that was coming out for this year. And that's where everybody was getting that June 29th date from, that report. Capcom, God bless him, I don't know where y'all heard that from. Well, buddy, I'm telling you, we heard it from the Marvel report, which you mean? But yeah, that's where everybody got that from. But I don't know, man. It don't really matter anymore. Because we waiting all this time for a 100 kilobyte download that cost $15.
That's basically what it is, man.
Oh, my goodness. That's feeling hurt in itself. I just got gas thinking about that, man. That's how much that disturbs my system. Good.
You know, God of War is supposed to be coming out with a comic book.
Man.
It's going to have a graphic novel. No, not a comic book, a novel. Well, a comic book. I forgot what the guy was supposed to be writing it, but they're going to make graphic novels out of God of War.
Who cares?
I was kind of thinking that just because of the simple fact the fun of God of War
is doing it yourself.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the story is all right, but it's not about the story as much as it's about.
Can you remember the story offhand?
That's it. The story is revenge. And it's not like Punisher revenge. Because you see how that works when you try to take a Punisher story and bring it to the game world, it messes up. It ain't good. But now you got this whole thing where it's not the simple fact that the story of God of War, because all I can kind of know is you just mad, you angry, you want revenge.
My type of game.
Now, I'm taking out this revenge on
Zeus and the rest of the game.
You know what I mean? You know what? You can't translate that kind of interactivity into a comic. You can't. Otherwise, it's just a Punisher clone. I mean, because Punisher is graphic. The comic book Punisher. Punisher is kind of ruthless.
You know what? But comic book fans, hey, Read it for yourself, man. I'm not a comic book guy. That wouldn't interest me as much as a Naruto manga would.
Ooh, how did they?
You know,
God, that's getting no, so good.
I'm just no. I'm not gonna read the manga. I'm gonna keep waiting on the translated versions from Japan. I'm gonna let them build up. I'm behind like a month or so in Bleach and Naruto. And I'm behind like a good month. I think I'm gonna wait another month before I catch up. Pop my popcorn and get in front of that computer and let it rip. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't care right now. But God of War 3, comic book, graphic novel, quote unquote, whatever. Who cares? But comic book fans, it doesn't even. Doesn't matter. Do not wait on a release date for God of War 3 because I hate for you to be disappointed. Do like I do. Oh, it's coming out. Wow. You know, they said that about Metal Gear. And I'm going to wait 3 years. So, what, 2012? We'll get God of War 3. Yes.
No, I think now they're trying to milk it. But it doesn't make sense to try to milk it when they said it's going to be the last God of War.
Hold on. I'm going to pause you on that right there. Because Metal Gear Solid 4 was supposed to be the last Metal Gear. But yet, next year, PSP is coming out with a new Metal Gear that continues the story.
Well, what's crazy about that is...
So, I don't...
It's supposed to be the last Metal Gear, but they announced three Metal Gear at E3 this year.
See what I mean? So, I don't listen to that. This is the last one we're going to make.
But and then again, though, see, now the difference with that, though, is those are that was the actual creator who said that. But no, this is no, Sony.
Look, that was the actual creator that said that, and the actual Hideo Kojima came out and announced the new
one. That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
But what I'm saying is different with that is Sony isn't the creator. They own the rights to God of War, but they're not the creator. So it doesn't make sense for them to say this is the last one. Because... That's like saying, okay, we don't want to make more money.
No, this is the last bit of money we want to make off.
Unless the only reason they said that is because they struck a deal for this graphic novel, and they want you to think, if you want more God of War, you got to go read about it.
Oh, man. Ooh, almost said that. Who in the world want to read about something we've been living for the past three games, man? Get out of here, man.
I think if God of War started out as a comic book
And then turned into a game,
I think that would make more sense.
You know what I mean? That's just like McDonald's coming out with a new sandwich and we can only read about it. Oh, the comic said it tastes good. Wow. That's just like reading about your high school years in school.
The comic said, yummy.
Oh, no. How? What?
You all the little Batman stuff.
You leave middle school and then read about high school. You go to high school and read about college life. Get out of here. That's retarded.
I don't know
either. That's real retarded.
Really?
That gets three gears. Retarded, man. Whatever. Video games suck. Read a book. Give this stuff up, man. We spend all this money to make us stupid. Oh. You gotta hook the game up on the stupid box. The game release dates are stupid. Oh my goodness. We just can't win playing video games, man. I need a new hobby.
Nah, they're making a Green Lantern game.
A who?
A Green Lantern
game. You see what I mean by stupid? Oh my goodness. Are you serious, man? Come on, man.
I can't see the point because of what the Green Lantern's powers are.
His imagination in a way. Now they're gonna limit his imagination now. Amazing. Wasn't he on like Marvel Alliance or something?
I don't think so. Oh, I meant to tell you that. If you pre-order Marvel Alliance, you get to play with Juggernaut. But you can't get play with Juggernaut doing a pre-order through eBay.
Oh, snap. Oh, are you serious? But you know what though, man? They said that about Naruto too. And they still released the patches. They still released the
I mean, I'm just like, you know, I know how you talk about Juggernaut.
Juggernaut, man.
They stick to it inside. It'd be like, oh, when the patch coming. They're like, can oh, we, can, it
is that an online game, though? Play with your buddies.
Yeah, online co-op.
Oh, yeah?
The new one, the part two, yeah. Plus in the last two, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Online co-op.
And I could be Juggernaut and just slap around everything?
Oh,
when the release on that?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, they're gonna push it back 3 months anyway. So, you know, like they do everything else. Oh man, oh man, I don't even like that game. Juggernaut though, I like Juggernaut.
And I think what spoils Marvel Alliance is cheating, because they don't have nothing to work for.
You can cheat on that game.
Remember you did the thing where you put all the powers up, unlock all the powers, and
Oh yeah.
So it's like you were fighting, but it really wasn't no.
But that's good. I only showed you that because I beat it already, though.
Oh yeah, that's
right. It was boring. It's like, you know what? As you play these games, you grow accustomed to certain powers that you develop along the way, and then starting over, it's like ugh. Like I don't have my thrusters on Infamous. You know, I ain't get them till like halfway through the game. It's like, oh goodness, I had not got used to those, man. Even my little wire slide, I like my little wire slide. I can't do that, man. Make good guys even more gay. Just like the fireman from YMCA, man.
Cold environment.
Annoying. It's just when you start over, man. It's annoying. Starting over sucks. Golly.
So, I don't know, man. This Green Lantern thing. I think they're trying to do it to come out the same time as the movie. That's gonna be coming out. So.
Interesting.
What happened
to the?
I just don't see how you can make a Green Lantern game. When you can't record thoughts, you don't know what I want. You don't know what I'm trying to think of.
Exactly.
Oh, now if they could somehow get it like that Scribble Knots game that they had at E3 for DS, if they could get it like that now, and then you can, but that takes away from the game because you have to pause the game or whatever, type in what you're thinking about, and then you can't do Green Lantern. Do Cage, or if you just want to do somebody, I mean,
nah, that's the Justice League, right?
Green Lantern,
yeah.
Do
like 100 million Justice League.
You know, you can do better. Do Wonder Woman, man. Green Lantern out.
Who they haven't done yet? Wonder Woman. She already on Marvel Alliance.
They haven't done Flash, thank God.
He on Marvel Alliance.
No, I'm saying they haven't. I'm talking about their own personal game. Can you imagine a Flash game? How would that work? Ooh. It would just be like Sonic.
Basically.
But worse. Well,
and you know, Sonic fights now on PS3, so yeah, it would be just like Sonic.
It's like Sonic, but Sonic isn't. It would be. I don't know.
No, you're right. Just like Sonic. Except it'd be three times the height, so you're not able to slide under the holes and stuff real quick.
Maybe they could build a Flash game.
No.
But I don't want them to.
Flash would need help.
Yeah, Flash game.
You know what? They did Mortal Kombat. Leave it there. Leave it there. That's what they did. They did Mortal Kombat. Leave it there. Flash was on Mortal Kombat.
Man.
I don't know what Midway was thinking with that one and didn't let him kill nobody. That's crazy. This is Mortal Kombat, man. Everybody know about Mortal Kombat. Why would you make a Mortal Kombat with no fatality?
And I remember the first time we saw Mortal Kombat at the Fox Festival. When we were walking by and you saw somebody take somebody's head off.
What? I must master that. That's the first thing I thought about. I must master that. And then Combat 4, man, oh my goodness. It just got retardedly graphic and it was just awesome. It was senseless violence. It was great. So then we get our $600 PS3s, you know, our $400 360s, and they say they're releasing Mortal Kombat versus DC. Huh? Now Deception was cool, and like all the rest of the games that they came out with, that was pretty cool. Okay, this could work. Superman, ooh, what's how Superman gonna kill somebody? That's gonna be ooh, how Batman gonna kill somebody? That's gonna be fresh. Ooh, man, Joker get to kill somebody. That's gonna be fresh.
Okay, at least let Joker kill somebody. You know Joker gonna kill somebody.
He supposedly got a fatality on there. But look, man, they toned it down so much, man. It's like playing a pretty looking Super Nintendo game, man.
You know, oh, when I had the same.
Remember the fatalities? Yeah, the with the sand. They turned the sand red and, you know.
No, it wasn't in the red.
No, I'm talking about on PS3. Oh. They turned the sand red, man. It's so crazy, dog. It's so like, I mean, the fighting system is awesome. The concept is fresh. That's what got my attention. But then they Nintendo weed it and ruined the whole game just like that.
Wow.
Golly.
We're just gonna change the whole meaning of the noun and make it a word.
The Nintendo weed Mortal Kombat vs. DC, man. Now they should have said that at E3 when they was talking about it. Well, you know, it's gonna be a little Nintendo Wii-ish, you know, broken wrist, but man, that was a big disappointment, man. We flew over there to Blockbuster, man. We had to take the baby with us and stuff, man. And golly, you was over there. We were like 12 deep.
I came over.
Yeah, we were like 12 deep at the house. We think we finna get down, man. And then it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? When we finally did pull off them fatalities, man, it's like, huh? Is this PS3? I had to look at my controller. I'm like, this ain't no Super Nintendo controller, is it? I'm like, golly, I think
Midway. Well, they made a lot of mistakes lately, but with this particular brand, I think they ran away from the roots. That's just something you don't do. Mortal Kombat and blood and violence and guts goes together. It's like trying to make a cake without sugar.
Bro.
You can't do it. Cake's supposed to have sugar. Cake's supposed to have flour.
Man. It's so everybody this, man.
That
exactly.
Are supposed to
right.
Be in certain things.
Once Mickey Mouse enters the Mortal Kombat world, Mickey Mouse is not for kids anymore.
Okay, exactly.
Once SpongeBob gets into the Mortal Kombat world, he is not for kids anymore. When it crosses with Mortal Kombat, man, it's not for kids anymore. Everybody know that. You cannot make Mortal Kombat for kids. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. That's for grown people, you know, who can fight off the devil. But, man, no, it's not for kids, man. Mickey Mouse on Mortal Kombat, ooh, Mickey Mouse is finna kill somebody. Hey, Mickey Mouse finna turn into...
The black and white Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse finna turn into Scratchy. Oh, that's the mouse on The Simpsons, right? That's one of them, man. Y'all know who I'm talking about, though, man. Mickey Mouse turn into Itchy and Scratchy type when they get to Mortal Kombat, man. That's just how I go. I'm sorry. God,
even Jerry had a little mean streak in him.
You know, he used to blow the cattail off a few times, man. They could have, you know, but once he get into Mortal Kombat, man, y'all gonna see the cattail meat laying on the ground with the noise. The splish, splashy noise, man. Come on, man, that's crazy, man. You can't do that. But, oh well. I'm not losing my money on any of this stuff, so it doesn't really matter to me. Man, you do what you think is right.
Well,
don't listen to the consumer.
you remember E3 when they sold the Mod Nation, right? The race car game, we can make it.
Oh, I heard that's coming out shortly.
Man, your face is saying.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting on that.
They released another trailer for it, and man, it made me think of, remember Fighter Maker and RPG Maker and all of them things?
Yeah.
Remember how they weren't a success?
Yeah.
It's like,
did you see that? But did you actually see them doing
that? Yeah.
Man, come on, man. That's gonna be great. Oh yeah. I can't wait for that to come out. No. Then it's like a Mario Kart type kart game too. Like you can fight in your cars.
On your track.
Exactly. I know where the secret power. I can cheat. Make a secret power. So you know what I'm saying? It's just, oh man, that's gonna be nice, man.
So that got me thinking about another RPG maker or something along
those. I'm tired of those.
I'm tired of them making them either too simple or too technical. I think that's a problem with RPG maker too, because RPG Maker 1 had a lot of games for it that you could get online, but then RPG Maker 2, I think you couldn't even download other people's games.
Bro, you know what? That you, now that you're talking about this RPG Maker, man, you know they got the FSP creator for PC. They got
FPS?
First-person shooter creator. They need to put that on these console systems, man.
They got a first-person shooter?
Yeah, man, I done made a lot of different shooting game, man. Oh my goodness, man! Now that they need to bring that to console, and that will make a lot of money. And you let you download people's stages and stuff. You know how much first person shooter we play online?
That's why they won't do it.
What, man? They'll make a killing off of that, man.
Yeah, they'll make a killing off of that, but. After that, how many more Modern Warfare is going to? Just think about how many shooters come out in a year.
Okay.
Like what, 20?
So it'll be 60.
But in other words, they won't sell as many. That's not good for the Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo,
they won't
or
sell
Nintendo.
They won't
have them.
They won't sell.
They have them, but
man,
they're not the same.
Man, please, man. People going, I don't care. I can have first-person shooter creator, man. I can play whatever, 50 million mods and whatever, 50 million creations. That ain't going to stop me from going to get Modern Warfare 2.
No, I'm not saying 2, but I'm saying 3. Now think about it. If you got people all over making these first-person shooters,
but see,
and they're really, really, really good.
No,
and
but see, the thing about the programming, man, it can only be so. The program is real limited.
Oh well, that just takes away from the whole point.
It's a limit. It's real limit. I mean, you can like pretty much do basically everything, but you have to really get into some serious hacking and coding if you want to make it like World at War or Resistance or something. It'll never compare to those.
But it'll just be
something fun that we get.
This is why I'm saying it. The first thing that some people are going to do is make boards as close to,
of course,
those others as they can.
They did that with Little Big Planet.
Exactly.
Of course.
So what I'm saying, depending on how successful they are, like let's say somebody just says, okay, not saying forget whatever I have to do over the next a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever. I'm focused on making this just like Modern Warfare 1. Okay, we'll say Modern Warfare 1. So, let's say they make it, you can't tell the difference. You play it, you know it's not Modern Warfare because you didn't put Modern Warfare in. But the feel of it, the way the guns, the way the action is, everything else makes you think, dang, is this Modern Warfare?
No, you can't do that with that program, man.
But if they allowed you to be able to be that creative.
No, they're not going to. We know that.
That's what I'm saying. But it would take away from their sales.
No,
man,
if they put it on here, man, they're not going to let us do nothing like that, man. They'll still make the money. Because who wouldn't want to make their own first-person shooter board and play with people across the world on that board? I mean, it's just the concept itself will sell.
Okay, I'm putting it through just like this. When you stop.
Oh! Oh! Oh man, bro, I got to get ready.
Alright, so when you saw My Racing Racers, how much did you think about Mario Kart as far as having to go play Mario Kart? You were thinking, what I was going to do on Mario Kart, I could do on here, right?
But it's not Mario Kart, man.
But you were
going to go. I'm still going to play the kids wee-wee. Oh, man, that sounds like a little molestation statement. But I'm still going to play the kids wee with the Mario Kart, man. It's not going to stop me from playing Mario Kart. It's not going to stop me from buying Mario Kart.
No, but what I'm saying is, you feel like this can replace it for the time being.
I don't have a wee wee, of course. Yeah, I don't have a wee wee, so yeah, it will.
Exactly. So as you get more accustomed to that, you don't think your feeling like, well, I can put off getting it because right now I have this, or I can wait till the price drops because I have this right here.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
I can depend on how good my nature races is.
You're thinking along the lines of, I don't know, I guess conservative.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking along the lines of what the game delivers. If the game delivers, okay, let's say it delivers an experience He could have killed Mario Kart.
But man, this is a wasteful nation, man. We still gonna buy Mario. You know what? They can have a secret code that turned the game into Mario Kart. We still finna go buy Mario Kart for the Nintendo Wii. That's just the U.S., man. That's where we live, man. Who cares? Look at all these stupid games that they make. And the stupid sequels, the way they change the shirt of the hero and keep the same game from part one and sell. Man, please. No, that ain't gonna stop nothing, man. If it come out, people gonna buy it. If it's good enough, people gonna buy it. Look at Cell Factor, man. Cell Factor was a fresh game. Ain't hardly nobody jump on that game.
Nobody love it.
Yeah. Fresh game, though, man. That's Cell Factor, man. Y'all need to get it, man. It's a good game. $10, you know, you can wait on the price drop or whatever, but first person shooter. Yeah, you know they be going on sale for $5 in the store, man.
Isn't that like once a year or something? Yeah, I think they missed it.
But yeah, man. Oh my goodness, bro. I got to hit it, bro. It's been a hurricane out here, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut this off because the wind is already knocking stuff down.
And I got to stop to the gas station, too.
We're going to bring those reviews
on the next
podcast.
A metal pump with gasoline flowing and lightning striking.
So, I'm expecting that review from the next podcast on the Call of Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Warriors, I'll bring that over to you tomorrow. So, this is our Coming to Peace and Adam shot on our way out.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2, August 13th. For the big man system, PS3, look for me. not the adolescent 360, but the big man PS3. Hey, I'll just be system bashing. I'm glad there ain't no rules to my opinion, man. Opinion, you gotta love opinions. You can say what you want as long as it's your opinion, man. You can say what you want. God bless America, baby.
All right, y'all hear stuff. That's what you think. Things you like, things you don't like, things you want to hear about. Angry Man on the Side Podcast.
I really don't care, but make sure you address it to I Come in Peace, because Alan Sharp really doesn't care. He's a very opinionated guy. He's going to tell you how he feels. And you're just going to hear the truth, the straight up, and nothing more.
All right, you guys.
None of that
fun
bull malarkey.
We're going to deal with this hurricane type weather. Peace.